Blog Talk Radio.
Recognize that there is only one true and living God who exists as the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He is worthy of all honor, praise, and glory as the one who made all things and holds all things together. I recognize Jesus Christ as the Messiah, the Word who became flesh and dwelt among us. I believe that he came to destroy the works of the devil and that he disarmed the rulers and authorities and made a public display of them, having triumphed over them. I believe that the truth will set me free and that Jesus Christ is the truth. If he sets me free, I will be free indeed. I recognize that walking in the light is the only path of true fellowship with God and man. Therefore, I stand against all of Satan's deception by taking every thought captive in obedience to Jesus Christ. I declare that the Bible is the only authoritative standard for truth and life. I choose to present my body to God as a living and holy sacrifice, and the members of my body as instruments of righteousness. I choose to renew my mind by the living word of God in order that I may prove that the will of God is good, acceptable, and perfect. I put off the old self with the evil practices, and I put on the new self. I declare myself to be a new creation in Jesus Christ. I believe that God demonstrated his own love for me in that while I was still a sinner, Jesus Christ died for me. I believe that he has delivered me from the domain of darkness and transferred me to his kingdom, and in him I have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. I believe that I am now a child of God and that I am seated with Christ in the heavenlies. I believe that I was saved by grace of God through faith and that it was a gift and not a result of any works on my part. Father, in the name of Jesus, I praise you and I honor you. And I give you all the glory. I pray, O God, that the anointing will flow tonight, dear Father, in the name of Jesus. And that those who have ears to hear will hear. Lord, I pray that this show would be a blessing tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, diverse kind of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. For as the body is one, and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized in one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, am I not of the body? Is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now had God set the members, every one of them in the body, as it had pleased him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet but one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need for thee. Nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more, those members of the body which seems to be more feeble, are necessary. And those members of the body, which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts of more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but God attempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. And God had set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But covet earnestly the best gift. And yet show I unto you a more excellent way. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries Presents, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. invites you to our social Christian network. Membership is free, absolutely free. Our social network is dedicated to the Christian world. Here you can be connected, or you can connect with fellow Christians around the globe and witness to the non-believers. Join us in spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ and proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and to impact the world with the gospel. You can visit us at www.myhocm.ning.com. House of Christ Ministries Christian Bookstore invites you to join our membership mailing list. We promised that we will never rent, sell, or share your email address with any third party. As a registered customer, you're entitled to a number of benefits, including special pricing on the industry's absolute best prices on your products via email. As a customer, you will enjoy savings of up to 50% on brand name products from top suppliers, manufacturers, and more. We encourage you to visit us at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. House of Christ Bible College, if you sense the call of God on your life, or you desire formal biblical training to equip yourselves for ministry, and you are praying to find the right seminary or Bible college for you, here are two reasons why you should put House of Christ Bible College on your short list of schools to consider. Our students are prepared to start a new church or revitalize an existing congregation. We are probably the only Bible college where you will be trained in web ministry. Doing ministry in the 21st century requires that we be able to leverage all the tools available to us today. We are committed to claiming the web for Jesus Christ. Visit us at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.com. BibleCollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., and the Tony Owens Ministry at www.riversofrevival.com. Another announcement is House of Christ Ministries, Inc. now support Food for the Poor. We need your financial support in our effort to raise funds to assist their work. Food for the Poor is helping the poorest of poor in 17 Latin American and Caribbean countries, including Jamaica. There are no easy fix when it comes to poverty. Your donation will help to alleviate some of the pressing issues facing the poor. I pray that you will find it in your hearts to give. You can visit us at www.foodforthepoor.org/Christ Ministries. All donations will be appreciated. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code, Section 501(c)(3). If you prefer to mail a check, please make it payable to Food for the Poor, Inc., and it should be mailed to 6401 Lyons Road, Coconut Creek, Florida, 33073. Please write on the check's memo line SC80192 to ensure proper tracking. God bless you as you find it in your hearts to give. Gospel of Jesus Christ through a variety of mediums, from our radio broadcast every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to our monthly mailing lessons, To receive copies of our monthly lessons, you can write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003, and we will add you to our mailing list. To our distribution of free copies of the Book of John and Romans in English, French, and Spanish. These books can be used for evangelism. If you are living in the New York area, say Valley Stream, Elmont, Brooklyn, Bronx, you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003, and we will make arrangements to have them either be delivered to you or be shipped to you. To our social Christian network, our online Bible college, our posting of Words of the Day on numerous websites, our online Christian bookstore, we are reaching hundreds throughout the world for Jesus Christ. It is our desire to take the uncompromised and anointed word of God to the whole world, starting with our local community, bringing lost souls to a practical relationship with Jesus Christ. Our mission at House of Christ Ministries is to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and prepare believers and non-believers how to live independently and have dominion to reign over the enemies of this world. We encourage you to sow into this ministry for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and winning souls for the kingdom. Your prayer and financial support are important components to bringing the gospel to the world. If the Lord leads you to support this ministry by giving, it will be an investment in the future of this generation, both for this life and eternity. Together, we can make a difference. If you would like to send your prayer request or share a testimony, or make a donation or love offering, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code, Section 501c3. As we continue on this spiritual journey, I would like to share our statement of faith with you. We believe the Bible to be the inspired and only infallible Word of God. We believe that there is one God, eternally existent in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We believe in the blessed hope, which is the rapture of the Church of God, which is in Christ at His return. We believe that the only means of being cleansed from sin is through repentance, faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and being baptized in water. We believe that regeneration by the Holy Ghost is absolutely essential for personal salvation. We believe that the redemptive work of Jesus Christ on the cross provides healing for the human body in answer to believing prayer. We believe that the baptism in the Holy Spirit, according to Acts chapter 2, verse 4, is given to believers who ask for it. We believe in the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit, by whose indwelling the Christian is enabled to live a holy and separated life in this present world. We believe in the Great Commission, according to Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, and Mark chapter 16, verses 17 through 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Let us take a look at Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 8, which says, When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power. After that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. As we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world, and honoring the Great Commission, our number one goal is Jesus Christ. Our mission is souls. And our vision is the last day's book of Acts. I encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our series of lessons is Understanding the Gifts of the Holy Spirit. And tonight's lesson will be the Gifts of the Working of Miracles. Tonight, Lord, as we speak in the gift of the working of miracles, we pray, O God, that the Holy Spirit will guide us through this lesson tonight and to dispense your word so that it can be understandable. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that clarity will be given to any misconception or misunderstanding of the gifts of the working of miracles. Lord, I thank you once again and I bless you, Father. And I thank you for being the chosen vessel to dispense your word. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. We claim a victory in Jesus Christ. The gift of the working of miracles is the second of three power gifts, gifts that do something. The gifts of faith being the first, and the gifts of healing is the other. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10 says, to another, the working of miracles, to another, prophecy, to another, discerning of spirits. When we are endeavoring to understand this gift, we must ask, what is a miracle? A miracle is an extraordinary event manifesting a supernatural work of God. The Greek word for miracle is dunamis, pronounced dunamis. The word dunamis is derived from the word duname, pronounced dunamehi, meaning to be able or to make possible and to be of power. When Jesus Christ said that, with God all things are possible, according to Matthew chapter 19, verse 26, he was declaring and saying that all things could be done because of the miracle-working power of God. We know this because the word that Jesus Christ used for possible was the Greek word dunatos, which is taken from the word dunamis. So when Jesus Christ said that with God all things were possible, he was actually saying that with God all things are miracle power. God's miracle power makes all things possible. Now the Greek word dunamis means force, miraculous power, abundance, might, power, strength, violence, mighty, wonderful work. Dunamis is violent because it takes by force from the enemy. The Webster's New World Dictionary and Thesaurus defines a miracle as an event or action that apparently contradicts known scientific laws. It can be a marvel or supernatural occurrence. Because this gift is not the gift of miracles, rather the gift of working of miracles. Let me say that again. Because this gift is not the gift of miracles, rather the gift of working of miracles, we must also define and gain an understanding of the word working. For this I will again use the Greek language into which it was written. The Greek word for working is energema, pronounced energema, meaning operation, working, or active. This word has in it the root word energia, in which we get our energy. Energy is derived from action. So the working of miracles is actions that bring about the miraculous force, power, and wonderful works of God. Isn't that beautiful? Energy is derived from the action. So the working of miracles is action that bring about the miraculous force, power, and wonderful works of God Almighty. The norm in God's kingdom, the atmosphere in God's kingdom is established in His power. This makes miracles normal in God's kingdom. When you give your heart to Jesus Christ, you received God's kingdom, thus the miraculous power of God which is ever present in his kingdom through the Holy Spirit. This gift allows the person with it to take miracles, which is the norm in heaven, and release it into the natural realm. Your God and my God is a supernatural God who will do miraculous exploits through you. It's in obedience. When you work or act in faith, by following the instructions that God has told you, then your work or action in faith causes a miracle to happen. You work or act in obedience, and God causes the miracle to happen by his power and his might. The obedient actions of the person with this gift causes God's supernatural power to be released. Again, the gift of the working of miracles is released through an act of obedience to God's direction. If you do not work or act as the Lord instructs, then there will be no miracle released. Your obedience to act or work as God directs releases your faith for God to send a miracle and for you to grab a hold or pull the miracle into manifestation. Remember this, beloved. If God tells you to take an action, in essence to do a work for a miracle, then do it. Don't question God. For he often requires your work, your action, to release the miraculous provision to meet whatever need that may be before you. Restoring order through righteousness. The gift of the working of miracles, as many other gifts, is used to restore God's order. For example, it is out of order. God did not design it this way for a child to die, or anyone to die prematurely, unless it is through an act of blatant disobedience to God. The gift of the working of miracles, through the direction of the Holy Spirit, can cause godly order to be reestablished through the miracle of resurrection. The gifts of the Holy Spirit as a whole work through righteous men and women under God, who afford them to collectively seize dominion back from the enemy. We, the body of Christ, when submitted to God, function as a righteous collective, moving by the will of God and through the power of the Holy Spirit, cause the dominion that Adam and individually to function through us collectively. Only one person in the body of Christ has full measure of the Holy Spirit individually. That is Jesus Christ. We who collectively make up the body of Christ are afforded a part of that dominion or measure of the Holy Spirit. When we function in love towards God, ourselves, the church, and humanity, we afford ourselves the opportunity to function and operate in greater measures of the Holy Spirit, which in turn brings about greater results. This is why Jesus Christ asked the Father to make us one. And you could read John chapter 17, verses 20 through 23. That oneness causes a great measure or a greater measure of miracles, healing, revelation, and utterance, etc. Various types of miracles. There are many types of miracles that fall into several categories. One of these categories are miracles of healing, creative miracles, miracles over the elements, the parting of the Red Sea, fire coming down from heaven at Elijah's word, Jesus Christ rebuking the wind and the waves, miracles over materials, the falling of the walls of Jericho, miracles of provision, Jesus Christ feeding over 5,000 people with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes, the widow's cruse of meal and oil did not run out with Elijah. Miracles that changed the composition of things. Jesus Christ turned water into wine. Miracles of resurrection and special miracles. Handkerchiefs and aprons were anointed for healing and deliverance by Paul the Apostle, and more. Some miracles are the result of an action involving the spirit realm. Binding and loosing can cause miracles to happen due to the release that it causes in the spirit realm through this action. Although casting out and binding spirits require faith, it is often the working of a miracle due to the vocal action of commanding them to leave. For those who have this gift or seek it, it is important that you gain an understanding that the need for miracles are usually an outgrowth of some crisis. If you have this gift, you should be prepared to experience and see crisis on a greater basis, for it is through these issues that God releases this gift to function in you. Often, this is how many identify that they have this gift. When they begin to see crisis after crisis, issue after issue arising, this may be happening to you and around you to cause you to begin to seek God's wisdom in exercising this gift. Biblical operations of the gifts of the working of miracles in the Old Testament. Exodus chapter 14, verses 15, 16, and 21 through 29 says, And the Lord said unto Moses, Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward. But lift thou up thy rod, and stretch out thine hand over the sea, and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. And the Egyptians pursued, and went in after them to the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots and his horsemen. And it came to pass that in the morning watch, the Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians, and took off their chariot wheels, that they drave heavily, so that the Egyptians said, Let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians. And the Lord said unto Moses, Stretch out thine hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots, and upon their horsemen. And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea. And the sea returned to its strength when the morning appeared, and the Egyptians fled against it. And the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. And the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the host of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remained not so much as one of them. But the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. Beloved, God required Moses to work a miracle by stretching out his rod over the sea. That act of obedience moved the hand of God to empower the action. Let us take a look at 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 19 through 22, which says, And the men of the city said unto Elisha, Behold, I pray thee, the situation of this city is pleasant, as my Lord said, but the water is not, and the ground barren. And he said, Bring me a new cruse, and put salt therein. And they brought it to him, and he went forth unto the spring of the waters, and cast the salt in there, and said, Thus saith the Lord, I have healed these waters. There shall not be from thence any more death or barren land. So the waters were healed unto this day, according to the saying of Elisha, which he spake. The poisonous waters were healed through Elisha working a miracle. 2 Kings chapter 17, verses 18 through 22 says, And he said unto Elisha, What have I to do with thee, O thou man of God? Art thou come unto me to call my sin to remembrance and to slay my son? And he said unto her, Give me thy son. And he took him out of her bosom and carried him up into a loft where he abode and laid him upon his own bed. And he cried out to the Lord and said, O Lord my God, hast thou also brought evil upon the widow with whom I sojourn by slaying her son? And he stretched himself upon the child three times and cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul come into him again. And the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came into him again, and he revived. Elijah acted or worked a miracle by laying or lying upon the child three times. This had also in it the gift of faith, for he believed God to send the child's soul back into his body. Let us now take a look at the New Testament examples. Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41 says, On the same day, when the even was come, he said unto them, Let us pass over the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the inner part of the ship, sleeping on a pillow, And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Jesus Christ worked a miracle by rebuking the wind and speaking to the sea to be peace, to be at peace, and be still. His words were the actions behind this miracle. Acts chapter 16, verses 16 through 18 says, And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsayings. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. Paul's word were the actions that worked a miracle of deliverance. He spoke in the name of Jesus Christ, and the spirit of divination in the woman had to obey. Beloved, remember, he never spoke to the woman. Rather, he spoke to the spirit in the woman. And as we have seen through the examples that I've given you, the gifts of the working of miracles is not limited to a physical work or action, but it also includes the actions of words, such as speaking to the dead to arise, or speaking to the wind to be still. Yes, the gift of faith is often in operation with the gift of the working of miracles in many instances. But the action, whether a physical action or spoken words, are both the working of miracles. As with all the gifts of the Holy Spirit, I want to reiterate that they function with accuracy when we who possess these gifts have a strong prayer life or are in communication with God on a regular basis. This gift operates by God's direction, not by man's direction or ego. God instructs you to do to work a miracle. And it is not just something that you make up. God will instruct you either in prayer, through a still small voice, or he may show you in a revelation, through a dream or vision, what he wants you to do to work a miracle. Beloved, I encourage you to stay in his presence to get his directions. God can and may use you to administer the gifts in many different ways. He may have one particular way that he wants you to administer his gifts each time. How the gift of the working of miracle operates. One, God can reveal to you through an audible voice, the still small voice, or through the revelatory gifts, dreams, and visions, his directions for the use of this gift. 2, God can allow situation to arise in your life, or in those lives around you, that have no other solution but a miracle, that he leads you to work. Some ways that the gift of working of miracles is administered. 1, it can be administered through a physical action or work that the Holy Spirit directs the person with the gifts to do. It can be administered through a spoken word by the person possessing this gift through the direction of the Holy Spirit. For example, the rebuking of the winds and the waves and casting out spirits with a word. You can administer a miracle through praying with people. It can be binding the enemy or loosening God's provision where needed. Your binding or loosening is the work or actions needed to release a miracle. 4, you can speak the word of God over a situation to work a miracle. Beloved, I want you to remember and to understand, God is the miracle worker. You are his instrument. You are his vessel that he uses to manifest the miracle in the earth. I believe that God wants to release miracles in the land through his people. But his people must submit to him for that to happen. As we continue on this spiritual journey, and as we come to the end of this lesson tonight, I pray that it was a blessing for you. I pray that it has clarified a lot of misconception or misunderstanding about the gift of the working of miracles. I pray that it was a blessing to you. If you would like more information in tonight's lesson, or you would like to request copies of previous lessons, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you can email us at hodminister@gmail.com.
Lord, help me to make
word of God is mighty and powerful and is well able to profoundly influence your lives. When you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you enter into an eternal and unbreakable covenant with God. At that time, all of His promises are available to you if you receive Him by faith. Tonight, and we bless your name, and we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for us, Lord. Father, I pray, O God, that those who are listening tonight, their hearts will be touched, and they will submit to your word and turn away from the sins of this world. Lord, I thank you, and I bless you tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I would like to extend an invitation to you to join me on the Roman road to salvation. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you had previously accepted him and turned away from him, I'm encouraging you and I'm reminding you that he is waiting to be restored as the Lord and Master of your lives. Beloved, God created us in his own image to have an abundant life. God gave us a will and freedom of choice. We chose to disobey God and go our own sinful way, resulting in separation from God. Tonight, I'm encouraging you to turn away from the sins of the world and to recommit your lives to Jesus Christ and to accept him as your Lord and Savior. Tonight, Jesus Christ is standing at the door of your heart. He's knocking, listening, and waiting for you to make that decision. For those who are turned away from him, tonight I'm appealing to you to renew your commitment to Jesus Christ. Will you receive Jesus Christ right now? The scripture tells us in Romans chapter 3, verse 10, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 through 10 says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Beloved, Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24, he said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me. I encourage you tonight to take up the cross and follow Jesus Christ. There is no better way. If you would like to receive Jesus Christ into your life, I encourage you to pray with me tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I come to you admitting that I am a sinner. Right now, Lord, I choose to turn away from sin. I ask you to cleanse me of all unrighteousness. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross to take away my sin. I also believe that he rose again from the dead, so that I might be forgiven of my sins and made righteous through faith in him. I call upon the name of Jesus Christ, be the Savior and Lord of my life. Lord Jesus, I choose to follow you and ask that you fill me with the power of the Holy Spirit. I declare that right now I am a child of God. I am free from sin and full of the righteousness of God. I am saved in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We will play this one more time. O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am. Lamb of God, I come, I come. Beloved, if you have prayed this prayer and received Jesus Christ as your Savior, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Helmont, New York, 11003, or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. Joel chapter 2, verse 12 says, Therefore also now saith the Lord, Turn ye even unto me with all your heart, with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning. Father, we come into your presence once again. We declare that every minister, every elder, every leader, every congregant, and their families, and this nation will turn their hearts back to you. Lord, as we endure through this fasting period, let us cry out to you with supplication and intercession on your behalf. Lord, tell us your heart's desire. Use this day to stand in the gap and make of the hedges. We put aside all selfish petition, and we set ourselves apart this day to become molded into vessels for your use. Lord, not because we need one more thing from you, but Father, in the name of Jesus, because we love you and we long to please and praise you for your goodness and wonderful works unto the children of men. Amen. The Lord gives me strength when I am weary and when I lack might. He increases power. I wait on the Lord and renew my strength. I mount up with wings like eagles. I run and do not get tired. I walk and do not faint. The Lord will help me. Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God and the full fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, rest, remain, and abide with you all. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, thanking you for tuning in tonight and reminding you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you and good night. Thank you.